Good morning. It is 10:31 a.m. on Wednesday, January 5th, 2022, and the January meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is called to order. I will do a roll call. Dale Nibley, present. Suzanne Coleman?
Present.
Sherry Mays?
Present.
Eileen Pettit?
Present.
Terry Brown?
Present.
Deb Bright? Okay. Michael Cyril?
Present.
We also have with us Megan Darien, our Executive Director, as well as Seth Hargraves, our Assistant Attorney General. Declaration of Conflicts of Interest? I assume we have none then. Review, discuss, and approval of the minutes from the December 1st, 2021 telephonic meeting.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes as written from the December 1st teleconference board meeting.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes as written for the December 1 meeting. Any discussion? We'll go to a roll call vote. Dale Nibley, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
And Deb Bright, if you've joined us?
Yes. Aye.
Oh, thank you, Deb. We have a full quorum. Everybody's here. Love it. Happy New Year. Agency operation review and discussion A. Review, consideration, and possible action to rescind the April 2020 temporary waiver of requirements under the governor's executive order. If you don't remember what that was waiving the 32-hour time requirement for a licensed optician because of the COVID issue. And I guess we've gotten notification from the state that that order is rescinded, so therefore we can go back to operating normally under our rules, Rule 420.110C. I would entertain a motion that we rescind our waiver, our temporary waiver, and go back to our rules.
Okay. This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we rescind the temporary waiver of the requirements under AAC R420.110C, which was the 32-hour optician.
Oh, sorry. And this is Sherry. I'd like to second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we rescind our temporary order and go back to our rule as written. Any discussion? We'll go to a roll call vote. Dale Nibley, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Megan, you can inform them that it's been rescinded and they go ahead and move forward with their whatever they were going to update. Let's move on to director's report, performance audit.
The committee of reference related to the board sunset review will be heard in House and Senate on January 13th. The chair and executive director will be present to answer any questions.
Megan, I have a question.
Can I interrupt for just a moment? Somebody is typing or something and I cannot hear you. Can we mute ourselves and could you repeat that again? I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I would like clarity if you could, Megan, you told me the 12th. Now you're saying it's the 13th?
It is 13th. We can talk about it. It is 13th.
The 13th? Okay, because I haven't written down on my calendar it's the 12th. Okay, that's fine. I just want to get it right.
Yeah. Okay, the committee of reference related to the board sunset review will be heard in House and Senate on January 13th. The chair and executive director will be present to answer questions. Also, the five-year rule review report is currently scheduled to be heard in the council's February meeting cycle, which is January 25th study session and February 1st council meeting. All the related documents were submitted to the council on December 8, 2021. And the last one, license dispensing optician renewals of 2021 have been done with 93% completion as of today. The late renewal period started on January 1st, 2022, and will end on January 31st. The notice was sent on January 4th to the licensees who have not renewed yet.
Okay, good. Let's move on to possible violations. We have the two on, and I would suggest and like to hear a motion that we move to executive session to get some advice from our legal attorney, Assistant Attorney General Seth, to verify some data that was received from these two locations.
Well, at this point, I'm not sure we need executive session. I can give you a quick update on this. This was
okay,
on your
agenda. That's fine. I just had a question because their response to Megan's letter was whatever it was, 30 pages, and I got lost in the legalese as I was trying to read through it. And I just wanted, I assume you've received that, their response to these two locations.
I can give you a brief update, and if you still have questions, then maybe we can go into executive session.
Okay, fine. That'd be great. I'd like to hear what all that stuff said.
Okay. At your last meeting, this item was on the agenda as well as their applications. At that time, the board voted to kind of request that wait to get their response to the possible violation and also to submit a request for additional information. You did that on these two as well as two other applications which are on your agenda. So since that time, we did receive the response to the possible violation. And in response to that, we sent out the subsequent request for additional information. I did not want to send that out until we received that response because under your statutes, we really only have one opportunity to submit a detailed substantive request for additional information. So I wanted to make sure the board received that response first before we submitted it, and because I didn't want to include a reference in the next request that might have been inaccurate. So we did receive that response. We submitted the subsequent request for additional information, and we're waiting on that. So at this point, I don't believe there's anything left to do on this issue until such time as we get the next response to the request for information. So at this point, it's probably best to table this until we get that next response.
Perfect.
I hope that answers your question.
That answered my question. That's exactly what I was looking for. Appreciate it. And we don't have to go to executive session. We can move on. I would say at this point in time, I would entertain a motion that we move this on to our February agenda. Pending receipt of the additional information requested by Megan and Seth. Susie?
So sorry. This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we table item five, the possible violations for no establishment licenses for Clear View Vision Care and Wolf Eye Care Center until such time that we receive the response that we have requested. So for our February 1st.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we table this possible violation and move it to the February agenda, pending receipt of the additional information as requested by our Assistant Attorney General. Any discussion? We'll move to a roll call vote. Bill Nyblad, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit? Eileen?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
We are moving this possible violation into our February meeting. We'll move on to the application for licensure. We'll work on 6A.
This is Suzanne Coleman. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Thank you. I'd like to make a motion that we accept the application for licensed optician for Rachel Elizabeth Berge.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded to accept this application for licensure. Any discussion? Move to roll call vote. Bill Nyblad, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Welcome, Rachel, to the Licensed Opticians in the State of Arizona. Move on to 6B.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we accept the application for comedy for Marvelli Uriostegui from Washington.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded that we accept this application for comedy for Marvelli from Washington. Any discussion? Roll call vote, please. Dale Nyblad, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Okay, welcome, Marvelli. You are now licensed in the state of Arizona. Let's move on to 6C, and I believe I'll entertain a motion to move all four of these into the February meeting, pending receipt of the additional information request.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we move 6C to our February agenda for the applications for establishment licenses for Sharper Vision, Oasis Vision, Clearview Vision, and Wolf Eye Care Center until such time that we receive our requested information back.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to move these four application issues to our February meeting, pending receipt of the additional information requested by our Assistant Attorney General. Any discussion? Put it to roll call vote. Dale Nyblad, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Been passed unanimously. Let's move on to our future meeting dates. You see the schedule there. Our next one will be February 2nd. Then we go on through every month except for July. Future agenda items. We've got the possible violations and applications for the four locations that were in the previous motion on 6C. And anything else that may come up. Call to the public. I hear nothing from public. That means it is now 10:46 a.m. and our meeting will be adjourned. And I wish everybody a very happy new year. Good health going forward. And I'm glad to hear that Susie, you and Michael are doing better. And Michael, lots of prayers for your life. Have a get well quick, just like you did.
Thank you
Seth,
very much.
I appreciate you a bunch. Everybody just have a great new year. Everybody stay healthy. And Susie, continue the cyborg recovery. You're an awesome.
Thank you.
You're amazing.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Talk to you guys.